I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. Violinist Stephen Kim finished high school in California this past spring. He's been spending parts of his summers playing music in Aspen, Colorado. And after the summer, this fall, he's beginning college at Curtis in Philadelphia. So he's making a cross-country trek. He's coming back to the Midwest for the second visit to play with the Terre Haute Symphony Orchestra. He'll be featured in a performance of Max Bruch's Violin Concerto No. 1. Stephen, thanks very much for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me today.
Where do we find you at this point in your journey across the country?
I just finished high school recently, so I'm making that transition to the college life and making lots of adjustments, I guess, living independently. And so it's an exciting time, I guess, for me. Lots of changes and new things to get used to.
One of the things that you'll be doing in Terre Haute is actually going to the high schools, doing some playing for them.
Yes, I think what I did 2 years ago in Terre Haute was I played for the classes there and talked about a little bit about what it's like wanting to pursue classical music, I guess, and sort of encouraging this and, you know, keeping the classical music world alive in this sense.
Will you be doing anything in a master class format there?
Yes, I think maybe some students will be able to play some pieces and I guess I can give some pointers or some advice, things to help them to get thinking more about the music.
Have you yourself had some memorable masterclass moments?
I've had many masterclasses in Aspen during the summers. I would say they were all just very great and memorable and so much to learn from all the teachers who give these masterclasses and so important, and for me as well, to kind of get all of these different aspects and opinions so that I can also make my own choices and develop my musicality. Yes.
You emphasized the notion of, both in your notion of talking about how to present a masterclass and in your own experience, the notion of choices and allowing an artist or perhaps encouraging an artist to make choices.
Yes.
With the Max Bruch Violin Concerto, is there a lot of room for choices?
This Bruch Concerto is just a very well-known piece of the violin repertoire. So many people know it, have heard it, or have played it. But, of course, with every piece, I think that it is up to the artist who plays it to really make their own choices and whether or not they like to follow what is so-called traditional or present their own ideas in this piece. So it's really up to the artist and what they decide to do.
Would you describe yourself as somewhat in the middle, taking some things that you feel pretty much are part of the solid tradition and perhaps some other things that you think might be just a little bit unique on your part?
Yes. I would say, I guess it's kind of a mix of both. Yes, some things that I do, I guess, could be said as traditional. Also, I would say maybe I like to add just some of my own ideas to this piece and hopefully bring it to a more, I guess, fresh experience for the audience. But if someone has heard this piece many times, and hopefully I can make it so it's not just another Bruch performance. Yes.
Violinist Stephen Kim, he'll be performing the Bruch Violin Concerto, Saturday evening's Terre Haute Symphony Concert, conducted by David Bowden, also offers The Flight of the Bumblebee by Rimsky-Korsakov and Robert Schumann's Symphony No. 2.